Here's a thought I'll title Little Things Gone Wrong. I can't imagine that any of us have ever set out to make a piece of fine art photography that we would be proud of with half-hearted efforts. If we know something's not going to work, we don't do it. We try, of course, to do our very best with every single image and with every single project, but sometimes things don't work out, we abandon them, we move on. Why? It's because we strive for perfection in everything that we complete. But do we ever achieve it? Probably not. Because in the first place, I'm not so sure there's ever a complete and total end to anything that we could do, so there's always going to be room for improvement. But what about that point where we've completed something and we think it's done and we send it out in the world because we're proud of it, because we acknowledge that it's something worthy of sharing, only later to find out there's a little problem with it. More than I care to admit, while looking back at some of my completed work from earlier years, I find little things that I could have easily corrected, but for some reason I missed. Sometimes I just didn't see it. Sometimes I rushed through the process. Sometimes I have subsequently learned something that I didn't know before. And these things tend to show up as little things, not earth-shaking things, not project-destroying things, not image-disastrous things, but just little things, a misspelled word, an unfortunate bit of punctuation. In the first couple of decades of my photographic life, I had lots of images that now I look at and I see a small distraction poking in from the edge of an image. I wish I'd gotten rid of it. Or if you're doing layouts like for books or chapbooks or prints on demand or even your website, there'll be some inconsistency in a layout issue. All the images have a drop shadow except you forgot to put the drop shadow on one of them. That kind of thing. And maybe from a photographic point of view, one of the most common ones is that I look at an image and now realize that it needed a little tweak here or there. It's a little too contrasty or not contrasty enough. The color balance isn't perfect because it doesn't match the rest of the images in the project, but it's so close that I didn't see it the first time around. But now, in retrospect, I wish I had done it a little differently. Maybe wish that I hadn't rushed through it in my race to get it done, because there may have been little things like that that I could have easily fixed. So they're not really failures, but they're not perfect. And I mentioned a few days ago that I had been going through all of my previous work in Kokoro just for grins, because a lot of it I hadn't looked at it for years. And I found those kinds of things, little things that I need to fix. So I'm in the process now of going back where I need to anyway, and fixing little images, fixing little bits of text or punctuation, and hopefully taking care of those little niggles that bug me, that are little mistakes that I realize are bringing down the overall effect of the project and to some degree of my work in general. Like I say, not failures, but they're not as good as we could do. So that train of thought had me developing, for me anyway, a sort of a final checklist. And I'm thinking that in future work, the final step in proofing should be a purposeful review of all the little things that can go wrong. So I'm developing that list. For example, don't just run it through spell check, because the spell check won't catch a word that is a word but the wrong word, or a word that you didn't intend. That has to be done with good old-fashioned proofing. You have to read it through very carefully, re-examining all the images all the way around the edges to look for little pokies that are coming in from the edge of an image that are a distraction. On all my PDFs, Have I accurately filled out the file info information so the metadata carries forward to the final PDF project? There's an issue in typography that you may or may not be aware of called hanging eyes, like the letter I. And a hanging I is where the pronoun I is at the very end of a line. So it's just one little character sitting out there on the end all by itself. There's a way in typography to force that I down to be the first character in the next line down. Cleans up the text, makes it look better. You could also have hanging A's or hanging an, those kinds of things. Look at the end of sentences to make sure that they're all clean. It goes on. The list can be lengthy, and my list might not pertain to you, and so rather than share it, I'll just encourage you to develop your own list of all the little things that you eventually see in work that you've completed, quote-unquote, that you wish now you had done differently, or that in future work you'd like to correct and make sure that you've got it right. It's those little things gone wrong that can make an impression on a viewer that we probably don't want to encourage. So the best way to make sure that we're not encouraging them is just to eliminate them, to do the very best we can. And when we do later discover something, if we can go back and fix it, not a bad idea to do so.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.